August 7th, 2012, in Oroville. It's overcast this morning, with a 30% chance of a rainstorm this afternoon. Temperature high is 32 degrees Celsius, southwesterly winds 15 to 20 kilometers per hour. Tonight, a 90% chance of a rainstorm as the temperature drops to 28 and wind increases to 20 to 30. Listen now to B explaining the significance of the recent publication, But It Is Done.
Good morning, Marlenka. Hey, it's great to be here again with you. We've got this incredible book, and I was so impressed with it. And I found that most people still don't even know that it's out or that it's available. This is a new book that the Oroville Press just printed, and it is written by Dr. Kirit Joshi and Jyoti Madhok. Jyoti is the sister of Arjun Puri, and she lives in Delhi. So this book is something amazing because what it does, it gives really, I would say, the metaphysical foundation of Oroville that everyone needs to know about, because what happens here, we get involved in our little stories, and sometimes we forget, sometimes I forget why I'm here and what it's really all about. So this book has a little preface in it that explains about the agenda, because the purpose of this book is to answer two questions. What is the agenda? And what was the work given to the mother by Sri Aurobindo, which is done? Because the title of the book is, But It Is Done. And that's a quote coming from the agenda. And it is subtitled, The Victory of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. So this, But It Is Done, is only part of the story, of course, because this book has an appendix. And the appendix is The Significance of Oroville. So that part is what we really are concerned about, in the sense that the mother's work, she did her work, now we have to do ours. Because in the appendix, there is a very nice quotation that ends the book that tells you that it is not quite done. And the mother received this message. This was in 1969. And the message insisted that she write it down. It kept coming to her and wouldn't let her rest until she wrote it down. And so she wrote it down, and this is what the message was. We will strive to make Oroville the cradle of the Superman. So then she asks the question, well, who is this we? And then she says, this is the important news. And she's smiling. She said, the we is because the attempt will be to get those who will live in Oroville to collaborate. So we see we have to collaborate in this program to create Oroville as the cradle of the Superman. So in order to know what that means, you need the other four chapters in this book, and you need to read the preface. The preface answers this objection that some people have made that the agenda should not have been published. And also, Satprem had some grumbles in that in this preface that is a quote from the agenda, and that's all cleared out, exactly what the mother wanted to be done with the agenda, why she wrote it, and what it's all about. So that's an essential part. And then the book in each chapter goes through these essential experiences that the mother had leading up to, basically, Oroville, so that Oroville could, you know, become this cradle for the supermental. So I have been involved in publications in Oroville for about 38 years. So I remember the first book that came out in Oroville was the first 6 years. That was written by Savitra, and that little book was published in 1974. after that, we had only his other book, which was called Sunward Rising, which was about the struggle with the Sri Aurobindo Society and his and the personal problem that he went through because they threw him and Francis out as CIA agents. And that was a dramatic story. But we didn't have any really comprehensive books about Auroville in English. Ruud Lohman had written a couple of very nice books in Dutch, and then there was something in French and German. But then I did this book in 1989, The Dawning of Auroville, which is still available. And the other thing we did after that was to try to get all the things Mother wrote about Auroville into one text. And we had a lot of trouble because of copyright and this and that and other things. But a book did come out, and that's also still available. It's called The Mother on Auroville. And I edited together, based on the work of Baga and Gilles Guigon, a book that had all the Auroville references that appear in the agenda. So at first, that book was called Auroville References and Mother's Agenda. Now it's called Mother on Auroville, and that's still available also. But the important thing is that this new book is something that we need now, because Auroville is 2012, and we're going through, I would say, a crisis in Auroville to get it together. And this is what we need for everyone to really have a good grasp on why we're here and what we're supposed to do here.
It sounds like a must read.
Yes, absolutely. There's another important clarification in this book, because at one point the mother had said that the purpose of Auroville was to prevent a world war. And everybody knows about the Cuban Missile Crisis and how she contacted Kennedy and Khrushchev, but they both were... Kennedy was shot and Khrushchev was dismissed. And then the UN came into the picture, and then Auroville got going. But then in this later years, Mother explains, when somebody wanted to go to Delhi and explain about the meaning of Auroville, she said that all the difficulties, the sordid difficulties, I think she said, and all the problems of the world are concentrated in India, symbolically. All the problems of the modern world, and that's why she had to create Auroville, and she had to create it in India. And it would be the solution. The solution would come from here. So that's an important fact for all of us to keep in mind when we're dealing with our little stories in Auroville and what we're trying to do here.
An excerpt from Sri Aurobindo's Letters on Yoga. All who enter the spiritual path have to face the difficulties and ordeals of the path, those which arise from their own nature and those which come in from outside. The difficulties in the nature always rise again and again until you overcome them. They must be faced with both strength and patience. But the vital part is prone to depression when ordeals and difficulties arise. This is not peculiar to you. It comes to all. You must train yourself to overcome this reaction of depression, calling in the mother's force to aid you. You've been listening to Auroville Radio. On microphone today, Marlenka, in studio, Miriam. Direct your comments and queries to auroville radio.org, and thanks for listening.